The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 42 and verses 46 through 49. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." Like the very familiar Christmas story, which is read in the Divine Service on Christmas Eve, the Gospel for this last Sunday in Advent, this last Sunday before Christmas, is also taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke. We know from Holy Scripture that Luke was a physician and also a companion of St. Paul on his missionary journeys. There also happens to be a very ancient tradition that St. Luke was also an artist, who painted a picture of our Lord and his mother. There is, of course, not a word about this in Holy Scripture. But this tradition may have developed because of the beautiful pictures St. Luke paints with words in his Gospel. Among them are the events leading to the birth of the Savior, including the event Luke records in the Gospel for today, the visit of our Lord's mother to her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Mary had just received the astonishing news that out of all the women who ever lived, God had in fact chosen her to be the mother of his son. Having received this news, Mary hastens to visit her cousin Elizabeth. When she arrives at the home of Elizabeth, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and acclaims Mary as one blessed among women and marvels that the mother of the Lord has come to visit her. Mary herself exclaims, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he that is mighty has done for me great things." God had indeed done great things for this lowly maiden of Nazareth. God the Father had sent the heavenly messenger to Mary, and upon Mary's willing response to the angel, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word," God the Holy Spirit descended on her, and God the Son took on himself our humanity in Mary's womb. And so, for the next 9 months, as Mary went about her daily life, doing the housework and preparing the meals, chatting with her friends and neighbors, waking and sleeping, this lowly Jewish maiden literally carries God, the eternal Son of the Father, in her body. Mary becomes, in the truest sense, the temple of God, the place of God's dwelling in the world. No one else has ever been that intimately involved in the very life of the Holy Trinity, of God whose sway is over heaven and earth, time and eternity. No wonder Elizabeth acclaimed her blessed among women, and no wonder, as Mary herself prophesied, all generations have called her blessed. And no wonder there is that unmistakable note of joy in this story of Mary's visit to Elizabeth. Elizabeth's unborn child, the child who would become known as John the Baptist, leaps in her womb for joy at the sound of Mary's voice. And Mary herself exclaims, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Mary shows us the way to joy because she shows us the way to God. You know the old saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. And the most wonderful picture that can be painted of Mary is the picture of Mary with the Christ child in her arms. Countless such pictures and statues have been painted and carved down through all the long centuries of the church's life. In some of these paintings and statues, she's portrayed holding the Christ child with one arm, and then with her other hand, she points to him. She points to him. Our fellow Christians of the Eastern Orthodox Church, in fact, have a name for such paintings of Mary. And the name is the one who shows the way. The one who shows the way. Mary shows us the way to joy because she shows us Jesus. She points to Jesus. We remember how when at the wedding in Cana of Galilee the wine ran out, Mary, pointing to Jesus, said to the servants at the wedding banquet, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you." And as a result, Jesus provided the very best wine for the wedding feast. Wine which, as the psalmist says, makes glad the heart of man. Mary's word to those servants at the wedding feast so long ago is also her word to everyone who would love and follow her son. Do whatever he tells you. Mary shows us the way to joy because she points not to herself, but to her Son and Savior. As the hymn says, blessed shall be her name in all the church on earth, through whom that wondrous mercy came, the incarnate Savior's birth. So together with Mary, let us say, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And let us take to heart the words of St. Paul, which we heard this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.